the knowledge of this dunya. That is, Allah Ta'ala has made insan in such a way that he has to eat. So for food, he'll have to plant, he'll have to do farming. Without that, how is he going to eat? Allah made insan such a way that he needs a house to live in. Animals just live outside. But insan has to build a house, so that also he has to learn how to build a house. So all the necessities of life, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had taught it through Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And this carried on. For example, Idris alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah taught him maths, arithmetic. And hisab kitab is absolutely essential, which we need for our inheritance, mirath. Women have to work out the days of the periods, etc. Many other things are dependent on hisab kitab. So Allah Ta'ala had taught that to Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. Also to Idris alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah taught him and he invented the wheel. And the wheel, we just take things for granted. We don't think. But the wheel is such an invention that without which nothing will move. For example, your cars that we know needs wheels. The aeroplane needs wheels. The engine of anything, a tractor, a car, everything has got round wheels in it that are moving. Previously, our watches had many wheels in them also. They used to move on that wheels. So everything of this world, and it is a great, for example, if you have to pull something on the ground, it is so hard. But you just put on two wheels, now it is so easy to pull it. The wheels make it so easy. So that was also Allah Ta'ala had taught it to Idris alayhi salatu wasalam. All the necessities of life Allah Ta'ala had taught. And it came to its completion by Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nothing of dunya was taught by Allah Ta'ala. That was completed already. Now it was deen. And the perfection of deen, and perfection of akhlaq and character, the concern of akhirat, this is now deen knowledge. And also if we have to consider that the dunya's knowledge was completed already, and Allah has given it to mankind already. Now when he still goes forward in dunya's knowledge, he's actually going backwards, because that is completed already. Now he must move forward in deen knowledge. He must acquire more deen knowledge. This is the khas imtiyaz of our sharia, that it is almost wholly only about deen knowledge. So much so that on one occasion Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave some advice about farming. Then it didn't work out. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, about dunya's matters, you think about it yourself. Deeni matters, you must follow me 100%. So now we find we have got two types of knowledge. Dunyawi knowledge, which today also is a necessity. And a necessity in Arabic comes from the word darar, zarurat, darar, which means that necessity, if you don't fulfill it, then you will face some harm. To understand that principle easily, by way of an example, if now any one of us, me myself, I need to go to the toilet urgently, it's a zarurat. I'll also have to just get up and rush and go out. Anyone else here, if he has to go suddenly, he'll have to stand up and go out. If you don't fulfill that zarurat, you will have zarar. You will mess your trouser. You'll make the masjid also napak. The whole line you'll walk, you'll leave a khaki trail behind you, and you'll make the whole place napak. So it's a zarurat. Now a zarurat, the principle of zarurat in usul fiqh, a zaruratu yuqaddaru biqadri zarura. A zarurat is measured and allowed to the extent that it is necessary. Like if you have to go to toilet, it's a zarurat, you have to go. But how long must you sit? You won't find it written in any kitab of fiqh that you must sit for 2 minutes, 5 seconds, etc. You'll sit how long it's necessary for you. And according to the zarurat, and the toilet also, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, it is that jail for which there is no bail. When you have to go to toilet, you can't say, I'll pay bail and I won't go toilet. And it is that prison, the toilet, for which you can't put, you can't pay bail also, and you can't put somebody else, a locum, in your place. You tell somebody, your wife also, that I'm very, very busy. I just have to finish this, and I've got a great need to go to the toilet. You go for me. You can't send somebody else. You'll have to go yourself. And the toilet will keep you, your sentence of imprisonment will be determined every time differently. Sometimes you get finished in a minute. Sometimes 5 minutes you have to sit. Your urine drops are just not finishing. One, they are coming. You can't come out. Or your stool, you think you are finished, you washed up everything. There you see you have another urge, and again you have to start washing again. Sometimes it keeps you in prison 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It's not in your choice. Whatever sentence is put on you, you'll have to serve the sentence there. So that zarurat is how much it is zarurat. You can't put a time limit on it. You can't come out in 1 minute and fix a time. I'll only spend a minute. Or I will spend, how much is necessary, so much time. And also the toilet is a place of zarura, a place of necessity. In some countries, they call the toilets restrooms. So somebody take the literal meaning. That's a place to go and rest there. And today our toilets are made in such a way that they look like restrooms. At first, the toilets of the days of before, nobody will stay 1 second longer than what is necessary. But today's toilets, how they are shining and cleaning. And in some toilets we found that they got magazines also there. And some got joke books also. So now you are sitting and resting and reading a joke book there. No, that is not what a toilet is meant for. It's only how much is necessary. One principle of Darul Uloom Deoband, the people had said that as it always the subject comes up, that in the Darul Ulooms, bring dunya's knowledge also. Whereas Darul Ulooms are exclusive for deeni knowledge. So the principal said, there was great wisdom in his words, that for dunya's knowledge there are enough toilets in the world. I don't have to build more toilets in my Darul Ulum for dunya's knowledge. What it meant, that dunya's knowledge is a necessity. And it's catered for more than enough. Governments go out of their way. A huge portion of their budget is for education, dunya's knowledge. Then how many other organizations, NGOs, are working in the world? How many churches, they have schools, etc. Everyone. So there is enough of the dunya's knowledge. And deeni knowledge, there is a great shortage everywhere. And so for ulama to fall into dunya's knowledge, in this ummat, in the previously when it was necessary to that extent, it was a difference. But for this ummat, for us to go and teach in a school, etc., that is not befitting at all for an alim who has got deeni knowledge, for him to go and teach in a dunya, in a school, etc. So that necessity is being fulfilled. Many Darul Ulooms nowadays, they got computer courses. So much computer courses there are. Governments have got how many institutions for that? How many people are running businesses of computer training, etc.? For all these things, for motor mechanics, for gardening, for landscaping, for cookery, for all this, there's enough facilities. We don't have to bring that into the Darul Ulum. So now you can understand that one is deeni knowledge, which is the specific imtiyazi shan of the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And one is dunya's knowledge, which is as far as it remains as dunya's knowledge, then that is in order. And it must be also limited to the extent that it is necessary. Like for example, we are all becoming alims here. So for us to know all the details of science and chemistry and physiology and biology, all that is not necessary for us. So we don't need that. A person who's going to become a doctor, he needs that. We need basic mathematics, we need basic language, we must be able to deliver our message of deen, be able to speak for our necessities. We go and buy something, we go to a government office, we have to apply for a passport, you must be able to fill in the form. How much is necessary for us? Girls, They are meant to stay at home. They are not meant to be outside. So how much knowledge of dunya is necessary for them? How to cook? They want to do baking. They have a recipe. Now they must know how to read the recipe. What does it mean that so many grams of baking powder, so many this, so many that, all those things they must know. That they need. They have to do dressmaking. They must know how to cut a dress. They must know how to measure. With the measuring tape, when they are doing their dressmaking, how much is necessary? So much, not more than that. They don't have to know of all the other extra things, which unfortunately they are going to universities, etc., to go and learn. That is not for Muslim girls. They must be at home. So that is dunya's knowledge. Deen's knowledge, we all know what is deen's knowledge. And all the fazilat which has come in hadith and Quran is for deen's knowledge. For that which is a zarurat, there is no fazilat of when you go to the toilet, etc., and all that. That is a necessity. It's not a virtue. It's not you're going to get sawab, you're going to the toilet. Yes, Allah has made our deen so perfect. You do it according to sunnah, you'll get sawab. But it is not a place of ibadat where you're going to get sawab, etc. It's a place of permission according to the necessity. Don't go and sit in the toilet unnecessarily. Eh? Today, unfortunately, how many imams? They don't want to make imamat, they're sitting in the toilet. They're waiting for namaz time to finish. Or namaz must start, somebody else must start imamat. And then, ulama, 5, 6 in the town. Nobody wants to make imamat. And they're sitting in the toilet, in namaz time. So at the time of ibadat, we go and sit in the toilet there. That is not at all correct for an alim. It's impossible for a Muslim. Forget for an alim. So this is deeni knowledge. There is dunya's knowledge. Inshallah, the next we will discuss how this dunya's knowledge became what we call today secular education. Today we take it that secular education means dunya's education. Now there is a whole world of difference between secular education and what is the basic necessary dunya's knowledge for which there is permission, which Allah had taught also. But the secular education is something completely different. Inshallah, the next time we will discuss that.